Okay, so I've known you two for a very long time. Natalie and Nicole, I absolutely love you both. You're such good souls. You've just blown my mind. We have to have the conversation. Nick, you just said you love curling and you're talking Winter Olympics.
We were just discussing that when we watch it. What they should do for people that don't understand the sport.
Yeah, I don't.
I think that they should do a little diagram and let everyone know what the skill is and what they're trying to achieve so that we can learn and enjoy and understand what they're doing. I'm thinking, okay, why are they doing that? And is it,
I know.
Yeah, so can you write you know, it's
like a little
floor?
Like a little diagram. I mean, obviously he can sweep the floor when he gets home.
But she knows. Look at her face.
But I just explain it.
So I did.
Explain it to us. Just explain it on a diagram. Like, you know, they do in football and someone's this and that. And just explain the rules.
So I did curling in Canada.
And
so they told me.
So your sister doesn't know.
Okay, so for people that do know, it's one thing. But for people like me, that don't know.
So what you do. So I don't know if, what we did at this ice skating rink, it's very big in Canada. You have to put like some sort of sticky tape under one foot so that one foot sticks to the floor so that you can push off and then you glide along. It's like bowls. Okay. So basically there's a target in the middle and you have to try and get the closest, whatever they're called. They're like big fat irons into the middle of the circle. And it's a bit like that. So it's just more like...
why don't they just tell us? Why can't they just say, just for a bit of fun, viewers, people that don't know the game, this is what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like a little cartoon, like a little just so that everyone goes, okay.
Can we please... will you make me the weirdest promise? Okay. Can we go curling?
I'd love to.
During winter?
They do it in King's Cross, but not at this time of year.
Yeah, no, in winter.
So then
next winter?
Let's do
curling.
It. Let's go curling.
I mean, around Christmas time.
Yes.
I'm going to message you, go, girls, can we go curling?
Let's go curling.
Is she on?
But it's fun as well. It's actually a real laugh. And it is.
Did you slide across the floor?
So you have to, you've got to trust it because it's quite, you know, you're on ice. You don't want to fall. So you just go and then
How come you don't slip?
Because you go down on like one knee, so you're on your knee.
But you've got a sticky thing under your foot.
When it's snowing, we'll just go on the pavement on one knee so we don't fall over.
So you can practice. Yeah, I'll come to your house like that.
I love this.
Oh,
you two are so adorable. So we have to. We have known each other a very, very long time for all sorts of various reasons. But I remember you coming on shows when you first started doing All Saints, and I honestly remember watching you and thinking they're the coolest girls ever, and then meeting in real life, just thought you were the kindest. You just put out such positivity always, and you still are doing that with your new stuff. You two working together, as you know, I think that single makes me very emotional. But you two, you do give out positivity all the way.
I think we just must get that from Mum.
I've met your mum. She's very lovely.
Yeah,
so, I mean, like,
it's in the genes.
But why do they, like, why not? Like, it's just, why not just love, you know? Like,
were you always like that as kids as well?
Yeah. I used to, my mum used to say to me, she used to do shopping for us, and she said she'd come home from work and she said there'd be no food in the house because you've given it to all the neighbours and all the kids. Every kid had a banana, every kid had a drink, every kid had everything, and everyone loved to come to my house. My mum was like, I've got to support four kids. I can't support the street, you know, but I think it's just, I used to make sandwiches for everybody.
Oh my word. But in the crazy industry, and you both have been, your private life has been blazoned. We're not going to talk about all that because I can't bear all that. But it's been blazoned everywhere. And yet you have smiles on your faces and you have nice things to say about everybody.
Yeah, life's too short. I think everybody has a roller coaster of a life in whatever they have or go through in their life. But you're not here that long. So just make the most of it and just, you know, surround yourself with people that you love and that look out for you.
Let's talk about your babies, our babies. So our babies were actually born on the same day in the same hospital and ended up going to school together. And you very...
And now they're getting married.
Does anyone know the story what happened that day?
It was the...
Does anyone know that story?
The story about...
Us walking into your room?
It was the freakiest thing I've ever... Me wearing... Your hair
pajamas. You'd just given birth.
I'd just given birth and I was wearing the most revolting pajamas that my ex-in-laws had given me and I had to wear because they were coming to see my baby.
Oh, my God.
And then you guys walk into my room. It was like,
well, what they did, they took Jean. Jean was wrapped up like a worm because I just had Jean. And that took him off me and went into your room to show you Jean while I was in bed.
You know, we didn't. See, you remember your pajamas. That's how traumatizing it was.
It was. And you and Kate Thornton and then Liam coming in. Liam on his own just going, hey, Gap. I was like,
oh,
what
my
is
God.
Going on? I really thought I was having... And I didn't take any drugs. I didn't take anything when I gave birth. And I thought, what has just happened in my world? But what's so lovely is you described our babies the other day. And I've now told my big baby, and she laughed so much when I said, you told me the story about... You shared the story about Gene and the music when he went to nursery school that he said... Yes.
Okay. Am I allowed to say the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a podcast.
So we went to Gene's nursery, his dad and I, and he's allowed to play. So he took a CD in. Kids all took in songs for their like little meet and greet thing that they did at the school.
And for a sing-along, right?
And for a sing-along. And the chairs, you have to remember, are literally, you're practically on the floor. It takes so long to sit down. So we sat down and already we were a bit like, oh my God, what's Gene going to play? And he put it in the CD player and pressed play. And it was Smack My Bitch Up from The Prodigy.
Everybody together
and
now.
All together now.
And I told my daughter and she said, yeah, I took in Mary Poppins. And in their world, that's exactly where they still are. Mary Poppins and
Smack My Bitch Up.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful boys. But also, I love the fact, let's just talk about the story that they're the ones, your boys are the ones that said, come on, mums, make music again. Talk me through this.
I think they're just big fans of us. And, you know, they see that, you know, we just speak. Nat and I are together more than twins. I mean, we're constantly together, FaceTiming, we're together. So I think they just thought, why don't you go in the studio again? And we're like, okay. Because again, we trust their opinion. They've got a very strong opinion in our life, you know, and we cherish it. So we did it.
How did it feel when you went... back in? Did it just feel
normal? It just felt like we were back in our lounge in our house. It didn't feel any different. It just had a microphone in it, you know?
Yeah.
So
we laughed mostly.
Yeah.
We spent hours laughing.
It was just good hanging out.
It's, you know what
it is? It was good seeing Gareth again, who we worked with. And it was just like, you know, we tease each other and it's like we just have a laugh.
I don't know where our chat comes from though, because we talk all day. And then when we see each other in the studio, it's like we haven't seen each other in ages.
And then I'll say to Nick, did you tell mum this story? So I'll listen to the whole story again in front of my mum to see my mum's reaction.
But that's so lovely.
I think that's what makes us a bit weird. That's why we're so happy.
Sorry, I don't think that's weird at all. I think it's something that lots of people wish that they had. Because there were so many people that don't have that sort of relationship with their siblings. But also the fact that you can work together and not fall out, because that... can happen. And you too. How do you work? Take me through your working, actual recording and the working. How does that work?
Yeah, Nick, how do we work?
So
I'm curious.
We'll get a studio day, and we chose Gareth because Gareth did our last album. We wanted to kind of carry on that same sort of sound. And he will send us a skeleton of a song and we sort of put the meat on it. And we go in, we bring our water, some snacks, and then we go in there.
Snacks?
We
chat. What snacks? Sorry.
This is a detailed
a banana or some crisps or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll go in and we'll chat with Gareth for about an hour, just catching up on life. And then we'll suddenly forget why we're there and go, oh, should we sing? And then we'll go in and we'll do it. But then we make each other laugh when we're in the actual booth as well. So there's a lot of outtakes.
So is music your lifeblood for both of you?
How do we answer that?
Only because I've just been asked music that about what I do.
Okay, music, I love music. I love, you know, I love to sing. I love singing with Nick. And I love performing with Nick. So doing this together was like for us to be able to do that again. It was, you know, music we love, even if we're not doing it. I mean, music is in our house all the time. Mm-hmm. So music, of course, my husband will know if I'm in a good mood because I'm singing. Mum's singing, she's in a good mood. Like, I love it. It's almost like a form of, like, stress relief singing.
It's so good. I mean, actually, that's, you know, all the choirs that are popping up everywhere, and a lot of people saying that's helping them so much with anxiety and with loneliness and everything.
Yeah, I get
music
it.
Is Do so you know what? I just picked
choirs Nat, are I, fabulous.
I picked Nat up on the way here this morning or this afternoon, and right outside where she lives, there's a lady playing a cello. So when I opened the door, I went, can we just sit here for a minute? Because I was really enjoying this woman playing the cello. It was so lovely.
And so moody.
It was just really nice.
And we
just
had a random person just playing the cello outside
your house.
Yeah,
she was busking,
house.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, isn't it lovely, all of that?
I was just like, we kind of sat there with the door open, and then the guy was like,
I love
can
it
we go?
Anyone yeah. plays any instrument. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So was it always like this then, when you were younger?
Yeah.
We always had. We did it since we could.
Since we could, yeah.
You know?
So who's
We'd make
said?
Our Barbies do it.
You did?
So,
yeah. Oh, okay.
So we'd make our Barbies
my
sing.
My mum was a big theatre.
Do you remember
theater,
when we used to listen
theater.
To Chorus Line and we'd make them sing? Kiss
yeah.
the day.
So we knew oh, a lot
my
of...
my favourite song!
And so, point me towards tomorrow.
So we love all yeah, musicals as well. So my mum got us into that.
Yeah.
So
Rocky Horror Picture
Rocky
Show.
La Cage aux Folles. Me and My Girl, all of them were like our soundtrack to our lives, our childhood.
Mm-hmm. So before we went to stage school, before we knew all about that before then.
Okay, so that it was there in you before mm-hmm. you went there, but you yeah. were obviously supposed to go.
But
to
I don't know,
school.
We only went to, I think it, we couldn't get into many schools at the time. It was like, that was it, really.
I wanted to be a dancer.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a dancer.
I wanted to be a dentist.
I've never heard that. And
yes,
you wanted to be a dentist.
I wanted,
you
to,
wanted
be
to be a dentist.
A dentist.
A singing
I
dentist.
I used to be obsessed with teeth.
Yes.
Really?
So you wanted to be an orthodontist.
An orthodontist. Mm-hmm. Because of Freaky Friday, the orthodontist thing. I used to love all that.
So it's all, that's so interesting. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That you've completely gobsmacked
yeah.
because I didn't think that was
yeah.
going to come
yep.
out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. yep.
Okay. Apart from being wanted to be a dentist, you went off to stage school. Your mum said about musical theatre. So do you see your singing as performing? Or is it natural
where.
In you?
It depends where. When we're singing, you know, and we're performing in front of people, it's a
you
performance.
Love an audience. You love
stage.
A live audience. I
but
don't.
At home, we just sing and it's just like part of our routine.
Okay.
It's just like walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So but musicals, would you, have you, will you?
When I was younger, I'd love to have been in them, but I don't know so much now.
Yeah.
Really? Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I used to want to be in Starlight Express.
It's
so
on
badly.
Again.
I know, I've seen it. It's brilliant. I've seen yeah. it. I was there. It's brilliant. But when I was really young, when we went to see it, I thought, first of all, I can't roller skate like that. Like, there's a technique. Just
you could do curling. If you
could
do curling, you can do
I could do curling.
Yeah, curling the musical.
Curling the musical.
Right, it's great. But I can see you both in musicals, and you've never
maybe,
done it.
Maybe. I wouldn't say no.
They're just a lot of fun, aren't they, musicals?
You wouldn't say no.
No, I would. It depends.
Okay.
I'd have to see.
Any musical, magic wand, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, I don't know. I mean, I'd love
I could
a chorus
see
line.
I could,
but, like, maybe someone in the background.
You know,
chorus line's my favourite.
But I also, no, maybe being the narrator in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So, have you, did you see
Chicago.
The one with Jason Donovan just, like, last year? Was it the year before?
When he did Rocky
when
Horror.
When he did Rocky.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen his
it
version.
It was brilliant. I was like so blown away by his performance. It was brilliant. We had the best time, and it's so naughty that I was embarrassed a couple of times because we took our mums with us and we were like, oh my God. But that looks like a fun show to be in.
Okay, so
I would do the Rocky Horror Show.
See, yeah. I'd see you both in Chicago.
I hadn't seen it.
You've never seen
no.
Chicago? And all that jazz.
I know the songs, but I haven't seen it.
Okay, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, bring it back. You do bring it back. But also, you have done acting. So let's talk about the other side of you as well, because mm-hmm. you've to the acting and everything. Because You what you give out, we're going to talk some more about your music again now, but I'm going back to what you give out. And I've said this to your face a number of times, Nick, that what you give out is so powerful. It is so powerful. When I know that I'm going to see you, when I walk into a room when you guys are there, honestly, it's really extraordinary what you give out. And I know all of your girlfriends say exactly the same about you guys.
Aww.
That there is so much still for you to give. Do you feel that? Do you feel that you've got so much more to give?
I don't feel it. I feel like it's just me being me.
Mm.
sometimes I do make sure if you know, I give my time to my friends if, you know, if they need me, and I'll go above and beyond. But I think otherwise it's just a natural, sometimes I could be taken advantage of, you know, the kindness can be thrown in your face and it's not very nice. But it's just the way I am. It's just the way I've always been.
It's so special. That's why you've got to do more. You've got to do more of putting that.
Yeah, but also
out
when
there.
We see you, it's like it's you make same. Us feel that way
and
as well.
But you two are really special, but you've got to do more. So your music, so coming back and doing your music, it's wonderful that you're back and you're doing it. Is there now, what's the next thing? Obviously, I know you're gigging, you're doing A Mighty Hoopla, aren't
you? Yes, which is very exciting.
I just think we're going to go in the studio more and just record and just keep on recording, you know, and having fun with that, like as in more. But other than that...
Just you two, any more All Saints, or is that, do you think that's... You never say never.
Never say, we'll see.
We'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Watching
knows?
The Take That documentary was quite extraordinary, looking at that and seeing how they're coming back in all the different guises. But there's a lovely, you know, the music, All Saints music as well, still lives in people's hearts.
Yeah,
and
that's
everybody
amazing.
Still plays
and we're
it
so and, proud of that mm-hmm. as well. You know, we're still very proud of that.
But you're going to be doing more. So what else, please?
What else? I mean, I need to paint a wall in my house.
Okay, you can do that. Do you actually do your own painting?
Sometimes I do. I try.
What colour are you going for? I know what snacks you have.
I don't remember the names
swirling.
Of the colours. They're so weird.
We used to paint our flat all the time when Nat and I lived together.
I enjoy painting, even though like, I just enjoy it. I need to like cull some clothes in my cupboard, you know, things like that.
Normal things.
Normal things.
It's nearly spring. It's almost like a spring refresh.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what's going to happen with the music? Tell me where you're going with it all.
So we're going to be doing festivals, which is great. And then we thought we'd see how that went. And maybe we'll think about doing something, just Nan and I. Possibly. Without saying anything. Have I said it all?
You've said a lot of possiblys, maybes.
Possiblys, maybes. We're going to see how it feels. We're going to see, you know, if that could come next. So it's going to be an exciting year this year and next year, I think.
Oh my, that obviously there's so much planned because you've just given that.
So look. I've just given you another year.
Yeah, fantastic. You two and your relationship, I mean, you say you speak all the time and that even when you speak, you then speak some more. But do you ever feel sort of responsible for each other? Because being sisters and a double act and all the stuff that you've gone through personally as well, that being there for one another, does it ever feel sometimes you think, oh, I'm going to do this because we have to do this together. Do you know what I mean? And I mean that in a positive way, not in a negative way.
Yeah. We've always got each other's backs. And we're always... I mean, I don't know how to answer that, to be honest. We're not doing it for each other. We're doing it because we want to together, you know? Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'll do this for Nick because she needs it, you know?
There's been things... No, Nat has steered us in a few directions, which has been for the best.
Yeah,
you know, some things that I would have been a bit reluctant, which I can't give too much away because it's not happened yet. And I've gone, okay. And so far, I'm thinking this was a great call. So she does kind of steer in certain, you know, but we both do it. But
we trust each other.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So also your group of friends, you've got amazing friends, a really close girlfriends. Mm. And that's very important to you, isn't it, as well? Friendship's very important.
Yeah. You know, if since we've all had kids and, you know, life changes and COVID happened and all that kind of stuff, we used to see each other pretty much every one friend a day or some a week or everyone would get together. But with our lives, it's just changed so much that even, let's talk about Tamsin, for example, Althwaite, who we love so much.
We all love. Oh, my God.
If I haven't seen her in 2 or 3 months... It doesn't change how we feel about each other. So we can go out for lunch and just have the best catch up and nothing changes. But we used to see each other every weekend.
That's so lovely.
But our
how did you all meet? Was it through school?
No, I did. School? So Tamsin and I met on the table dancing at Cabaret Club drinking tequila. And
well, just rewind on that. Say that again. What?
So someone said, because a lot of people said we look alike, and especially when we were like younger.
You do look alike.
Yeah. So she was dancing on this table at the Cabaret Club. Our heads were on the ceiling and we were doing tequila shots.
She wasn't a table dancer.
No, she wasn't a table dancer.
No, we just have to point that out. Yeah.
She could be. She'd be an amazing one. I think Kate...
Yeah, she would be an amazing one.
Yeah, the thing Kate said, the twins are finally meeting. And then we were inseparable after that. I found my soulmate with her that night.
Oh!
Yeah. You know when you see love at first sight? It was love at first sight when I saw Tam.
You should... Will you know then how much what she says about you? She loves you so much. Yeah. But also, all of you have been through very publicly stuff and you... Yeah. There's a real protection, mm-hmm. and that's what I love. I just watch you protecting each other. It's actually making me really emotional. But thinking about some of those girls, and I love them, you know, I know them, and not like
you guys.
So
you see what we see in them.
But also to know that you're all protecting each other.
Yeah.
And you've all gone through such crap.
Yeah.
And the press haven't been nice. Yeah. And
for sure,
the support that you give each other is incredible.
Yeah. It's great. It's great to have that sisterhood. You know, it's great. You know, there's two of us, but there's 20 of us.
Yeah, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about, 26 years you've been married.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's...
She's only 27.
Yeah. You've got married at one.
Yeah.
Cute baby, little long veil.
Very short hair.
Oh, that's slightly dodgy though. Let's stay there. So talk us through that. How did you meet?
We met at a festival that we were playing at, All Saints, and a mutual friend introduced us, and the rest is history, as we say.
That's so lovely, 26 years. And in this industry, it's 260 years.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you, obviously, you've just got remarried and you've got a new baby.
Remarried 4.5 years ago, and I have a beautiful daughter, Skipper, who's 5, nearly 6.
And how's she doing?
She's just incredible. She brings me the biggest... My heart is full every day. I mean, I've got two, but seeing a five-year-old again, being able to re-go there, you know, because Nat and I would say, oh my God, we'd get a picture up of our kids when they're about 5 or 6 and go, oh, what we would do just to go back to
and jump
that.
In the picture.
Jump in that picture and just squeeze them when they were 5 because they're such big men now. I feel like I'm doing it to her because I'm like, I don't want to have this picture in my hand and not squeeze you like this.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, treasure every moment.
Treasure everything.
Can we talk, I know we did on the radio, but let's talk again about your boys and their music. So Gene's doing really well.
Yeah, he's doing really well. I don't know how many songs he's released now. I think it's about maybe 3 or 4. He's releasing an EP and he's just finished touring with Miles Kane, which he said it was brilliant. He had so much fun doing it. It was really good. He's really good. I'm really proud of him.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
And it was sort of inevitable, I suppose, was it?
Yeah, I think, you know, but he never sort of let
me... Did he ever want to be a dentist or
no.
Is it always music?
I know, but this is the thing. I mean, Gene, he kind of just did it all. One day I went to watch him and my jaw was on the floor because for me, I never saw any of it. I never saw the whole process of it because he's
You're
very
kidding.
Private. No.
Oh, wow.
So he used to practice in his room and I used to just sneak by the stairs just to listen because if God forbid I got caught, I was in trouble. Like he just kept everything secret until the one day I watched him, I went, I can't believe that's you. So.
Oh, how incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ace doesn't like to talk.
No,
about
I can't.
It.
No, so
no, 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 no.
I can't.
But he does his thing.
He's been doing it. He's got an EP already. He's working on other things. I just think that he doesn't deserve for me to talk about it because he's just working on it. Every bit of advice I say, he does the opposite. So that's Ace, but you know, I can't, you know.
No, 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 but I totally understand that.
You know,
they've also wanted to do their own thing.
That's just between us. Like, that's.
Yeah, no, I totally understand it. My girls are the same. Yeah. They're just like, this is our stuff, this is our life. And completely. And I don't like anybody that pushes and finds out stuff. Like I was saying, the press that you've had to deal with over the years, and you've written that so beautifully and with such grace and with such charm. So I totally get that people want their own private life. It's nobody else's business.
Yeah.
Did you
want to bring my chaos to, you know, he doesn't
But also,
deserve
did
that.
You, did you, was it a conscious decision with your mum and your other sister, everything? We're not going to take, we're just going to, because you just have been so gracious about everything.
I think to survive it, you don't rise to it.
Good.
You know?
Good.
You don't rise to it. You kind of just go, no one cares tomorrow, you know?
But it took a long time to get there. In the beginning, it was soul destroying, but you have to kind of learn with wisdom that it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yes. It doesn't matter. And you, one of the things I regret in life is...
Oh, don't have any regrets.
The only one thing I regret is giving it so much time.
Okay.
And losing time over it. And that's probably it, really. Like,
now you've said it, you can let go of it.
Exactly.
Because the time is that...
So I won't let it happen again.
How fantastic. That you just given me goosebumps. Yeah. That was really incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Reasons to be Joyful, we always ask people either to bring something in or show some photo or just tell us things that make you joyful. Your smiles. Okay, I'm going to start.
I've been thinking about this.
She's already here.
Okay, so.
You're my joyful.
So I have to say, like, I'm not very materialistic. So when you said about things, what objects, I was like, well, I was thinking about the objects that I have. And there's, I did bring in a show and tell.
Okay. Please do.
She hasn't shown me, so I don't know.
Oh, so I love that you don't know.
I was trying to think of something that makes me happy when I see it, and it gives me joy. So ready? Close your eyes, Nick. Close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
Am I going to burst out laughing?
Am I going to cry? I think I might cry.
Ready? Am I going to burst out laughing?
Go.
Look. Talk me through the owl.
You know the movie, don't you?
Oh, my word. Let me see
it's
that.
It's that owl.
Oh. And what's his... He's called...
Clash of the Titans.
But he's called...
It's heavy.
So it's from the movie The Clash of the Titans.
The Clash of the Titans.
And he's the sweet little bird. And I think it was a gift from the gods.
Yeah, he's a gift from the gods.
Gift from the gods. And, well, this is your show and tell. So once you've said the name...
I can't find it. But
that's fine.
Basically, my husband found it on, I think it was eBay or Etsy, like in 2013. And he loved it, and it was just someone made it. And because I love the character in the movie, and the movie takes me back to when I was like about 7, and my sisters went to see The Clash of the Titans, and I couldn't go because I had chickenpox. So every time I see him, that movie reminds me of that I couldn't go with my sisters because I had chickenpox. But that little special character, just, you know, when you said bring a show and tell, what gives you joy, it's him.
I love
that.
Because
he's a gift from the gods.
But also, it's nobody else has brought anything like that. It's so heavy.
Yeah, I don't know what it's made of. It's some kind of metal.
Oh, my word. There we are. Be very careful with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had no clue that.
Did you?
When I heard the clicking, I thought maybe it was like some sort of inhaler. I don't know.
I thought it was you were getting up a cup.
What do you think?
I love him.
Thank you, Auntie.
So lovely. I love that you didn't know what each other was going to say or bring.
There's a clunker around
in my... It's really heavy.
It does. It sounds like a coffee cup.
Yeah.
It sounds like a... What do they call... You know, a plungy thing that makes a coffee.
Yeah. Italian...
I don't know.
Yeah, one of those.
What's yours?
So I didn't bring a show and tell.
That's
because the show and tell I want to bring, I can't bring. So I was having a good think. And again, you know, there's all the obvious. We have to sort of tick off what brings me joy.
Absolutely.
Is my child, my husband, my family, my friends, my dog.
All that is covered.
All that is just...
We all know that. That goes without saying.
So I found myself, and it must be a certain age thing, that I love so much and I get something out of it, is a sunrise. Not so much sunset, but a sunrise.
That.
We were in America. You know, you get jet lag in America, so you're up really early. So where we were staying was on the beach. And every morning I would get up at 4 a.m, make myself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and know that the sun was going to come up. And I would sit there and watch it, and it gave me something. And every time I do that now, it gives me something. I used to hate them when I'd be coming home at that time. You know, I love the birds singing now.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I'd be like, oh, no, don't sing yet. I haven't gone to sleep. You know, it'd be so scared to be home when the birds sing.
I love
that. But now I absolutely, there's something about a sunrise. It's like a magnetic thing. And so I'm addicted to it.
Do you know, we're very lucky to be on this planet. And all three of us have lost people and at very young ages. But what is so special is that sunrise to me is I always think, we've got that.
Yeah,
anything in nature, really. Yeah. Like if you're on like the heath, and then you find a trail that you've never been down before, and then you find these like spider webs that are like magnificent, like art pieces.
Yeah,
and I'll be stood there for ages, like just staring at this spider web that's got little bits of dew on it, and just be fascinated by them and the birds and the nests that they build. Some of them build these most amazing nests, and I'm just mesmerized.
Do you know, we had lovely Miko on the podcast, and he told me to download this bird app, which he's obsessed with because he's obsessed with birdsong. Mm. And I now, everywhere I go, I do. And
really, you can identify the birds.
And it tells you, okay. And it records the song, and then it tells you what the song is.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's wonderful.
But I learned something about birdsong, is that if there's a lot of birdsong, makes you feel safe. The reason is that means there's no danger around because the birds only sing if there's no danger.
That's really amazing.
So if I'm going for a walk on the heath with my husband or something and he's talking to me, I'm like, Stephen, just let's not talk just yet.
Shut up, Stephen.
Just shut up so we can hear the birds sing. And then he's like, because, you know, you don't realise what's around you. You know, a lot of people go and they have their coffee, say, what, really quickly? And it's like, just take a minute to hear what's going on around you.
And seeing, looking at everyone's dogs. I love
that too.
And I see these
dogs
coming.
As well?
I do. Mm, yeah. And I just love seeing their dogs. And I have this big stupid grin on my face and probably thinking, look at this stupid woman. But
I don't think anybody would at all.
I look forward to going out and seeing, I call them the goods. They're all good boys, even though they're girls. I call them all good boys. That's one of the things I love about going on
the
heath.
We know the dogs more because we'll be like, oh, I know this
and
dog.
I'll tell Nick, I saw this Dax the other day. She's like, oh, I know, I've met him.
Like, we know the dogs on the heath. It's so funny how we go, oh, there's that. We usually pass this dog at this time.
You see some spectacular dogs on the heath. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, and it gives me joy. That's one of the things in life that gives me joy is other people's dogs, including my own, of course. Mm-hmm.
But what's so lovely is what you're saying is that things that are totally accessible. You saw a film as a child. You love the sunrise, the bird song, all of that is accessible to anybody.
Yeah.
And actually, we should appreciate those really small things more and more and more.
Oh, yeah.
And more.
There's nothing like, you know, it's the simple things, really, you know.
Before we end, I have to talk to you about trousers. I spent more money on trousers because of you girls in the 90s.
It wasn't dresses,
and the naughty trousers. I nearly wore my original Maharishis that I had, but I nearly wore them today, and I thought because I had to go to two meetings beforehand,
okay.
And it would have been. Like,
you're dressing
like the Appleton sisters on purpose. No. But you had such an impact on what we all wore. We just have to get that out there because I said to my best friend that you coming on the podcast. She said, will you tell them, thank you very much, I spent so much money on trousers. And then I went, yeah, me too. Yeah. So I'm just passing that on. Did you realise you must have known you were such style icons. You still are.
I think, do you know what it is? I think we didn't initially set out that way. For us, it was just being comfortable and not.
Was it no way?
Yeah. No completely. Camel toes or anything, you know.
No, just be able to dance around. You can't
dance around
without doing that.
No, you know, it was just about being comfortable and so we could sing and perform.
See, I've never asked you that in all the years of interviewing you and back then when you were All Saints and everything.
Thing.
I never asked about it. And I just sort of would be like very careful thinking, I've got so many trousers like that. So many khaki trousers like that. But you had such an impact. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
But in a good way, because it made us all feel good about ourselves.
Well, anybody could wear them. You know, everybody could wear them.
And do you still have any? And do you still wear them?
Yes, I don't have any of the originals, but I still do wear them.
Yes, I do.
Good. Very pleased to hear it. You two are truly wonderful.
So are you.
So are you.
So are you, guys.
You too.
So
you too. Thank you.
Thank you.